Book Review Podcast.
Never Let Me Go.
Hi, I'm Mary.
Hi, and I'm Amelie.
We're now going to do a little review on the book Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro. There's been a lot of discussion about the book and also about the film, which has the same name. Some people loved the book, others hated it, so we need to talk about it in this podcast.
As some of you might not know the book yet or forgot what it was about, we will sum up the most important aspects and elements.
But careful, there might be spoilers. So if you want to read the book knowing absolutely nothing, you maybe shouldn't listen to the podcast, just saying.
Yeah, so the book tells the story of a dystopian world where clones are produced only to donate their organs. They are raised at a place called Helsham, where they are under surveillance. You could say that their whole life is predestinated and there are only few ways to change bits of this life. You get to know the book through Kathy, the protagonist, who basically tells her own life story, and you only learn about things from her perspective. She mostly talks about the past, so she's retelling it, but not in a reflected way. She seems more like she's nostalgic, but also not really hopeful about the past. And later she comes also to a point where she isn't really happy about the outcome of her friends' lives and about what her own future will look like.
But now let's talk about the main characters, Kathy, Ruth and Tommy, which are all very distinct characters but still are in a love triangle. Their interactions, mostly interactions between Kathy and Ruth, seem mean and make the reader feel like Kathy didn't think of them as positive. Ruth and Kathy do have something like a love-hate relationship, I would say. On the one hand, they can't live without each other, especially Kathy sometimes seems like she's kind of obsessed with Ruth, but on the other hand, they are mean, arguing or jealous of each other. I would definitely say Ruth is, for me, maybe a bit of a toxic character, because through her actions she gets other people to do what she wants.
Yeah, that's true, but even though I think she is like the most easy to understand out of the characters in the book, I think she is less complicated because she's like the type of popular mean girl we all know from somewhere.
Yeah, I agree, because Tommy and Kathy are both more complex. You have to read between the lines because they don't always say what they mean or how they feel.
Yeah, but now to the message behind the book. What are maybe problematic aspects? So, as you got to know before, the book is a dystopia. But the tragedy is that when you read the book, it seems like the protagonist, so Kathy, doesn't feel like anything is wrong with the society she lives in. She, just accepts her fate. You only find out about the terrible things that are going on through her storytelling, so the point is that the reader must recognize them himself.
Yeah, she's no usual dystopian protagonist, I would say.
Yeah, you're right, she isn't.
But what is also kind of tragic is that when you read the book, you get to know the clones as if they were real humans. They are very human-like. They have their own memories, real emotions, real love stories. But it seems like the outside world doesn't see them as real humans. It makes them live under bad or terrible conditions and only uses them for their organs. And that gives you a lot to think about. What will cloning be able to do for us in our technological world? What will happen to the clones? How will they be treated? All questions that came into my head after reading the book.
True, I also thought about that while reading, because using people for organs isn't ethically correct. I mean, a life would have to have a value, and you would have to determine the life of a clone as less worth than a normal life. Yeah, I don't think that's accurate, but maybe Ishiguro also meant to criticize society with it, because everybody just always takes from others without really caring about what was happening to them or how they feel, and it's maybe a bit the same with the clones in Never Let Me Go.
Yeah, good point. Didn't think of it before. But last but not least, what do we think about the book? I like how the story leaves space for interpretation and how it is more or less an easy story but with an ulterior motive. Also, when you read it, you more and more recognize that some things are weird or not quite right, and that's what makes the book exciting. because you want to find out about the plot or if things are changing, which they are at the very end. And you get to identify with Kathy and the characters, so in the end you feel with them and you are emotionally involved.
Yes, I agree, but what I thought was a bit weird was that in the beginning you aren't introduced. So Kathy speaks to you as if you had some background information, which isn't the case. So it was a bit difficult for me to immerse myself in the story and to understand the very first parts. But also there's something to it, because you feel like you are already a part of the story because Kathy treats you like one of the clones, one of them.
Yeah, you have a point here, yes. I felt the same. But enough for now, I think. I hope we could give you a little insight into the novel Never Let Me Go by Kazuo Ishiguro, and maybe we could arouse your interest to read the book yourself.
Would make us very happy, I guess.
Of course.
So now, thank you for listening and have a nice time reading the book. Bye.
Bye. See you.